Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode is called Choosing Heart Every Day. There are a lot of things in teaching that we don't control. We don't control every student behavior. We don't control every system decision. We don't control every challenge that walks through our classroom door. But there's something we do control, and that's how we show up. The mindset we bring, the tone we set, the way we respond in moments that could go a lot of different directions, right? And at the core of that is a choice to lead with heart, not just on the easy days, but on the days when it takes more effort. Before we get into it, I want to ground myself in gratitude. Here are three things that I am thankful for. The first thing that I'm thankful for is my fifth grade teaching team, the people who work alongside me on a day-to-day basis matter. Having a team that supports each other, share ideas, and work together, it makes a huge difference in how you experience teaching on a day-to-day basis. And I'm so thankful for my entire fifth grade team. They're just amazing. Second thing that I'm thankful for is powerful learning resources. Whether it's a lesson plan, a tool, or something that helps students understand content more deeply. Those resources make our teaching stronger and give students better opportunities to learn. And the third thing that I'm thankful for is my daughter and who she is, her drive, her heart, and her desire to make the world a better place. That matters. Watching that grow is something I'm incredibly grateful for. All right, well, let's get into it. Our main topic here that we are focusing on is choosing heart every day. There are moments in teaching where you can feel yourself at a crossroads. A student says something disrespectful. A lesson isn't going well. Energy in the room starts to shift. And in that moment, you have a choice. You can react or you can respond. You can shut down or you can lean in. You can go through the motions or you can choose heart. That choice doesn't always feel easy, does it? But it matters. So let's talk about choosing heart every day. Choosing heart every day is not automatic. Choosing heart doesn't just happen without intention. It's not something that shows up by accident. It is a conscious decision, especially in moments where frustration is building or things aren't going the way you planned. Choosing heart means pausing just long enough to decide how you want to show up instead of reacting in the moment. Choosing heart shows up truly in how you respond. Heart shows up in your responses, not just words, but your tone, your body language. It shows up in your presence. In a tense moment, choosing heart looks like lowering your voice instead of raising it. It might look like listening instead of interrupting. it might look like responding calmly when everything around you feels chaotic. Choosing heart, it requires slowing down. One of the hardest things in teaching is slowing down in the middle of fast moments, right? But choosing heart often requires that pause, that extra second where you choose your response, that moment where you decide not to escalate. Slowing down, it gives you space to lead instead of react. It means seeing your students first. When behavior happens, it's easy to focus on the action. But choosing heart means looking beyond that. It means asking, what might be going on here? What does this student need right now? That shifts, when we shift that in our thinking, when we have that shift, it changes everything. Because when you see the student first, your response becomes more thoughtful and more human. It doesn't mean lowering expectations. That's not what I'm talking about here. Choosing heart doesn't mean letting things slide. It doesn't mean lowering standards. You can hold students accountable and still lead with heart. In fact, students respond better when they feel both supported and held to high expectations. So, I'm not saying that we need to lower expectations. That's not what we need to do here. We have to strike that balance of helping students feel supported and having that high expectations. That's where the skill and art of teaching come in here, but both matter. And it also matters in how we show up consistently. Choosing heart isn't about one moment. It's about consistency over time. Showing up day after day with the same commitment to students, even when it's hard, even when energy is low, even when things feel challenging, that consistency builds trust. It helps build strong relationships. When students see that you consistently lead with heart, they begin to trust you. They do. Students begin to feel safe and they begin to open up. Relationships are built in those everyday moments where students feel respected and understood. It impacts the whole classroom. The way you show up, it affects more than just one student or two students. It affects the entire classroom. It sets the tone truly for the entire classroom. When you choose heart, students notice. And over time, they begin to mirror that same approach with each other. And it requires energy and intention. We have to be fully honest here. Choosing heart takes energy. It's not always easy, especially on long days or during tough weeks. But being intentional about how you show up helps you stay grounded in those moments. It's a daily choice. Choosing heart is not a one-time decision. It's something you choose again and 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 again. Every day, every class, every moment. And over time, those choices shape the kind of teacher you become. Well, as I do a reflective close here, I want to say that teaching gives us a lot of moments. Some are easy. Some moments are challenging. But in each of those moments, we have a choice. We have a choice in how we respond, a choice in how we show up And when we choose heart consistently over time, it shapes our classrooms, it shapes our relationships, and it shapes the impact we have on students. Well, if you found value in this episode, head on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcast and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think. It helps more teachers to find this space. And I want you, as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people. And don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.